The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch for April 3rd, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the South Shore today. There's been a lot of debate over whether masks should be worn during the COVID-19 pandemic. Nova Scotia's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Robert Strang, says the Public Health Agency of Canada is looking into the effectiveness for the public.
It's very important that surgical-grade masks are preserved and used for healthcare workers and other essential workers. So even now, if the public are choosing to use masks, it's really important that they do not use surgical-grade masks. Those need to be preserved for those who truly need them.
He says there are national guidelines for what type of masks healthcare workers need, and all personal protective equipment needs to be appropriate for the setting. 14 new cases of COVID-19 were identified Thursday in Nova Scotia, giving us 207 confirmed cases, while 8,234 test results have been negative. Despite major interruptions, the municipality of Chester was able to pass their budget on Thursday. For the most part, it's business as usual. Some extra spending on needed infrastructure like water treatment facilities or road maintenance. The biggest increase in spending comes from the mandatory payment the municipality makes to the province for education. This year, that number was up 2.7%, making the total payment a little over $5 million. The budget does not appear to have any solutions for COVID-19, but it's worth noting that the budget was nearly complete well before the outbreak. You can find a more detailed look at what's in the budget in the link below. Last week, Premier McNeil gave police the ability to ticket people who aren't observing mandatory self-isolation rules. In Bridgewater, the local police service gave people a few more days to get up to speed, but now Sergeant McPhee says ignorance is no longer an excuse.
Initially, we were explaining to them why they were in breach of the regulations, and now it would, you know, ramp up to most people understand what's going on now, no different than any other new law that comes in. You know, there's been time to learn and to understand and see what's out there. It's constant in every media, every online forum you can get on of what the rules are.
Despite this, McPhee says Bridgewater police have yet to issue a ticket for someone failing to self-isolate. Yesterday, 4 were issued in Dartmouth and 2 in Truro. As for PPE, McPhee says as of now, they have plenty of stock to ensure officers are protected while on duty. Municipal offices throughout Shelburne County have extended their closure periods during the continued COVID-19 pandemic. In a release, it says offices in all 5 municipal units in the county will remain closed until at least April 20th in light of the state of emergency request by the province. It also stated that non-necessary services have been reduced to focus on necessary services offered during the pandemic, and all recreation activities and municipal travel continues to be suspended. Release says while offices are closed, those with questions can reach out to their municipal offices or visit their municipal website for information on ongoing services. Interest charges are also being extended during these closures. That's your Daily Catch for April 2nd. More on these stories and more can be found in the links below.